They're currently running a competition on Facebook to win a shopping voucher and are asking people to post a photo of their kids in their school uniform with the kid's name and the school they attend. Joanne goes on to say this is a very serious child protection issue and such info could be used by child sex offenders. Joanne is on the line. Joanne, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Joanne, I hope you don't mind me saying right at the very beginning here, but I think you're overreacting.
I personally do,
but explain to me your pitch. Put your pitch to me.
Okay, well, there's a load of photos on this open forum. It gives you the child's name, gives you the school that they go to. And more worrying, Frank, is if you click into some of the parents' Facebook pages, their pages aren't even private either. So you not only get the child's information, but you get the parent information, you can get mobile numbers, you can get where the parent lives. All of this information collated in the wrong hands. Any predator could go to a school to say, oh, such and such parent of such and such of child, MP5, with a sister called such and such, have been in an accident, I'm here to pick them up.
So you think this is much more dangerous than, say, one of our popular local papers or all of our popular local papers having first day at school photographs that will be centre page pullouts during the course of this week?
Frank, listen, my Facebook page, including myself, I put a picture of my daughter up her first day back in year 9. I think a lot of parents are guilty of doing it. The issue I have with the site is it's an open forum. Anybody can view it. Even when they are posting pictures of the child, and here's my child in P1 at St. Joseph's or whatever, the page is then going to go on and go, oh, that's beautiful, but what are their names? This is a huge child protection issue, I think. I think parents also need to know about their privacy settings, because I went into a couple of parents' pages, and I've been able to view not only where they live, some of them have their mobile numbers, some of them have where they work. You can see their list of friends. So it's just not a picture of the child. I mean, predators can. I mean, sadly, in the world that we're in, sex offenders and predators are very smart these days, and they're very quick to obtain this information and use it.
Well, would you be one of those parents who, if the TV cameras happened to be visiting the school, you would have told the head teacher, I don't want my child to be interviewed, or I don't want my children to be shown on television, or I don't want the visuals of my children to be broadcast in any way?
No, Frank, I'm not. I mean, I ticked the box. And the reason I've brought it up is one of the members of staff from my child's school actually commented on the Belfast Live page, which is how it came to my attention. The difference is, Frank, they're not going to be saying the name of my child. They're not going to be saying where we're living. This Belfast Live page, I have went in, as I say, to a few of the parents' pages and collated. There's so much information that they haven't kept private. So you can not only get the child's information, but you can get the parents' information. You can get who they're married to. You can get where they're working. You can get their mobile numbers. Some even have a GPS where it actually locates their address. All of that information, I just really wanted to highlight. Are parents aware that A, the forum's open, B, that their Facebook privacies are open, and C, this information could all be collated and put in the hands of predators?
When you put it like that, you have then other parents who think, oh my goodness, maybe we should be listening to what Joanne's saying. However, this forum, which is a very popular forum, by the way, Belfast Live, brings you a lot of news and whatever, they're simply looking for more footfall, for want of a better term, through Facebook. We all do it. Any of the agencies that have a public profile on Facebook do it. You invite people to take part in competitions and other people join up, and you know, it's all about traffic. Now, to me, I still go back to the point, I can't think of a more delightful, more innocent way to promote a Facebook page than to give the children a chance to be shown in their school uniform at school with their thumbs up or pulling funny faces, and some mum or dad might win a voucher. If we live our entire lives worried about the fact that some unscrupulous person is going to be doing Sherlock Holmes type work to find one of those children and then go to visit that school and as a result coax the child away from the guardian who is the teacher, are you not stretching reality to breaking point?
But Frank, if it happened once, is that not one time too many? I'm all, listen, why didn't they just say, listen, post a picture of your child in their uniform and we'll pick the funniest one? But why do you have to name the school? Why do you have to name the child's name? Why not just post your picture?
It's a good point. It is a good question to ask. I notice most of the parents on the site are very happy with it, but I think there are three or four who are clearly agreeing with you.
Yes, Frank, people are probably very happy with it, but my point again is a lot of these parents maybe aren't aware of what information they are unknowingly sharing. I have been able to go in to, I'm quite Facebook savvy, I have been able to go into some parents' Facebook pages, as I've told you, get their mobile numbers, where they work, who they're married to. Even then you could go in, even their friend settings aren't private, so you can go in and find out who their sister and brothers are. Now that's maybe me spending 5 minutes, and that's the information that I, as a parent, have collated about some other parent and their children. I know their children's name, I know their age, I know where the school is, I know who they're married to, I know their phone mobile numbers, I even know their address. That is way too much information for me to find out in 2 minutes. And as I said before, it just takes one predator. I mean, it took me under 5 minutes. These guys, not just saying guys, but predators like this are so on the ball. So all I'm saying is why, even on the page, it's like some mums have put up, oh, here's my kids going to P1 and P3, sister and brother. The page is then coming on saying, oh, that's lovely, but what are their names? And they're prompting them to share more information about their children. And I know what you're saying, Frank. You're maybe saying, well, are we maybe taking it too far? I don't think we are. I think the children's digital footprint and what we're actually sharing with people, I mean, people would go onto my wall. They can't see who my friends are. They can't see my personal information. They can't share my pictures. And this is because my knowledge of Facebook is up there. There's some parents who just open profiles, share pictures, share information, and it's there to be seen by whoever.
Joanne, you've raised a lot of issues there, and I'm looking at support coming through for you on the text here. Also, I'll continue to invite people to take part in the programme, and really asking the question, is Joanne overly concerned, or is she absolutely on the money? Listen, thanks for raising it with us.
Appreciate the time, Frank.
Thank you very much. Carol is one of the people who's listening to this. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Frank.
You're a solicitor.
I am, yes. I just wanted to say that working in the field of child protection, I wholeheartedly agree with what Joanne has said. I appreciate the comments that you've made, that it's an innocent thing to do for parents to share this information. And I agree, there's, you know, that is an innocent sort of, you know, sharing and being proud of your children. But I don't think people fully appreciate the level that you know, the people that live in our society, unfortunately, who carry out, you know, investigations online into children and whatever else. I think we need to be aware of it.
And you do believe there could be individuals who'd be sitting, trawling through those pictures, trying to isolate a little girl or little boy and get to build up a profile on them, that they literally could stop them in the street and pretend that they knew them?
I think it's enough that the potential is there, Frank. I think it's you know, our children are, you know, trusting and vulnerable. And I think that whilst it's no one likes to think that we live amongst these people, unfortunately we do.
So my immediate reaction, that Joanne sounds like as if she's overcooking the worry, you're refuting my reaction.
Oh, I think Joanne's spot on the money. I think that we all need to be aware that, you know, we can't automatically trust, and, you know, not everything is, you know, it may have an innocent intention, but unfortunately there are other people who will act inappropriately in relation to that. So I just think we all need to be a bit more aware and protect our children as much as we can. But I'm not seeking to criticise any of the parents who have innocently, you know, entered into a competition or whatever else. But I do think that it is concerning, yes. I certainly wouldn't be putting up any of my children, no.
So you feel the host site should possibly change the rules of the competition and maybe allow the children's photographs to be seen and encourage the mums and dads to visit Belfast,
yes,
Live, but the names and the schools shouldn't really be referred to?
perhaps to be kept private, even between, you know, the parents and the competition itself, or whatever. But I just think it's too much. I think it's a step too far.